AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. President Biden calls it an historic framework as congressional Democrats now work to fill in the blanks in his domestic policy plan. Sagar Magani has this.
Democratic leaders have been struggling to align their own members. In the House, progressives like Ilhan Omar had their own priorities and like the framework. She just wonders if Senate holdouts Joe Manchin and Kyrsten Sinema do too.
I do hope that these senators are actually going to be on board with the framework.
Sinema says she looks forward to getting it done, but Manchin's less committal.
This is all in the hands of the House right now.
Where Speaker Nancy Pelosi calls the package transformational.
We're on a path to get this all done.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Washington Democrat Pramila Jayapal, head of the House Progressives, says the goal now is for the White House and congressional leaders to fill in the Biden spending measure.
We intend to vote for both bills when the Build Back Better Act is ready. And our members are enthusiastic about voting for both bills.
President Biden is expected to arrive soon in Rome for the G20 there. He will later attend a climate summit in Scotland. Facing criticism over revelations he put profits over people, Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg announced he is changing the company name to Meta.
An embodied internet where you're in the experience, not just looking at it. And we call this the metaverse.
But Zuckerberg says the experience is not ready yet. Whistleblower documents show Facebook did little to remove hate, political strife, and misinformation. Oklahoma ends a six-year moratorium on executions today. 60-year-old John Marion Grant was sentenced to death for the 1998 stabbing death of a prison cafeteria worker. He's the first Oklahoma inmate to be executed since a series of flawed lethal injections in 2014 and 2015. This is AP News. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo faces a criminal count of forcible touching after a complaint was filed about his conduct at the Executive Mansion last December. Here's the AP's Jackie Quinn.
Andrew Cuomo resigned from office in August with mounting pressure from an investigation into allegations of sexual harassment. Now the Albany County Sheriff's Office issued a criminal complaint and ordered Cuomo to appear in court November 17th. The one-page complaint accuses Cuomo of putting his hand under a woman's shirt last December when they were at the Executive Mansion. Although the woman isn't named, Assistant Brittany Camisso had gone public with her complaint that he had groped her. Cuomo's lawyer denies he ever assaulted anyone and accused the sheriff of improper motives by filing a criminal complaint without consulting the district attorney, suggesting politics are in play. I'm Jackie Quinn.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.